Welcome to the Adventure Time, y'all. So happy to be here this morning. Now, just to let you know that this audio and / video is going to be unique, and then I'm going to take you right through the book, right through the manual, and I'm going to give you some overviews of some concepts and areas that I really think you may want to concentrate on. Now, one of the things you're going to find out about this particular manual is that it really is one of the best manuals you're ever going to find on hypnosis. Heterohypnosis in and of itself is the concept of hypnotizing others. And so that's primarily what we're going to go into, even though we may touch upon some of the self-hypnosis concepts. The majority of what we're going to go over is how to hypnotize others, understanding why and how and why that works. So let's get started. And again, since this is an overview, I'm going to point some places where you need to concentrate on. I highly recommend that if you have the hard copy, you're going to need to get out a highlighter and start highlighting the areas that are most important to you. One of the things you're going to have to do also is this is not a one read. None of the manuals that you've gotten here are a one read type of endeavor. If you're just reading this for information purposes, maybe, but if you really want to get good, you want to put in the flight time, you really want to become masterful with this type of training, then you're going to need to go over this. You need to look at this like it's a course. Now, the reason I'm not going to go into great detail, even though there are great details here, is that I've gone over it in other systems that I've done. My Hypnotic Influence Bootcamp, which has obviously 12 weeks of awesome information, about 14 hours of content. So there's no way that I can really do justice to a training in a short video or audio file, but I'm going to do my best to deliver what you're going to need in order to become good and in order to get the maximum out of this manual. Every part, starting here with the module one, which is the behavior, is giving you the understanding of how behavior works and how hypnosis works, and so that you can understand that hypnosis is not anything esoteric. It's not something mystical. It's simple, biological, as well as mental types of suggestions that you're doing. And what you're going to learn here is you're going to learn that ultimately all manifestations of muscular movement and glandular changes are based on the suggestions. All external manifestations of the functioning of the brain can be reduced to muscular movement and change in the secretions of the gland. A great example is if somebody suggests to you your favorite food, and if you're hungry and it really makes a mental connection, your mouth starts to water. Same thing could be said about, if somebody mentions something cold or they scratch a chalk on the chalkboard, you hear it and it causes a physical sensation. Now, in some it does cause a physical sensation, in others it doesn't affect them. So again, a lot of what we're going to be going over here is personalized, which means there's going to be some people that are affected by some of these phenomena, and there are going to be other people that are not affected by it. So I want you to really grasp that concept, because when it comes down to hypnosis, not everyone can be hypnotized at the same level as someone else. And it's really important you understand that, because sometimes you think it's not working, but it is, because everybody reacts differently. And this is important, understanding voluntary behavior, non-voluntary behavior, involuntary behavior, and then the hypnotic behavior. Obviously, we're going to go into the hypnotic behavior. Now, I'm not going to go into great detail on this, because you can read it. It's pretty simplistic, but yet it's powerful stuff. And again, highlight it. If you don't have the hard copies, I would encourage you to get the hard copies, if not just print out the pieces that you like and go from there. But this does a great job of going into hypnotic behavior and understanding that all hypnosis is based on hypnotic state or trance, and that most of the time these trances are done by suggestions, and that there's going to be different types of states that you get into. So let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk a little bit about this introduction to hypnosis and understanding exactly what it is you need to do and exactly why it is. All right. Now, you're going to use these suggestions to convey an idea from one individual to another with the objective of evoking specific responses. The person giving the suggestion is called the hypnotist. Hello, right? I mean, come on, we already know that. And the thing is that as you become good at this, your suggestions have power. And I'm going to, with all the teachings that I do, you're going to see that there's a lot more components than just saying a suggestion. There's the power of the voice, the power of the mind, the power of the eyes, and there's a lot of things tied up into it, but this will give you good understanding. Now, there's a key here in response to suggestions that I alluded to. You got to understand that the response to suggestions by students, subjects will vary dramatically, which means that some people are going to be highly suggestible, some people are going to be non-suggestible. The people that are non-suggestible, I wouldn't say they're non-suggestible, they're just not as suggestible as others. Whereas you have other people that are suggestible, they're even hyper-suggestible in the sense that they will believe whatever you say to them. And so you're going to find that there's a long variety, it's a long scale of how suggestible you are. And there's also certain times when you're more suggestible than others as well. It comes down to getting somebody relaxed, and getting them to be able to listen to what it is you want them to do. Hypnosis is a state of heightened suggestibility, usually brought about in an individual by the use of a combination of visual fixation upon a small object and suggestions of relaxation. That is so important. When it comes to hypnosis, whether it be self-hypnosis or heterohypnosis, or any type of hypnotic influence or suggestion, it comes down to relaxation. If you can get somebody relaxed, you can hypnotize them. Somebody that is in an agitated state can also be hypnotized, but in a different way. An example would be, for instance, if you got into an altercation in your car, and you got out of the car, and you and this person are yelling at each other, both of you are probably in a hypnotic state because you're in a trance. Probably not a good trance, but you're in a trance, and suggestions can be made at that time. In fact, you're so much in a trance that in a lot of times in those cases, you wouldn't even remember your address or your phone number or your age in some cases because you're so hyper responsive to what's going on, which is that type of thing. So you're going to learn trance-inducing suggestions and procedures. Now, I'm going to kind of skip over some of these areas because you can go through it. But there are various degrees of hypnotic state. There's light trance going all the way up to the somnambulistic state, which is a highly in-depth trance. Okay, now let's go into some conditions of hypnosis and how you can use it. Pretty cool. Fixation. That's the one most people know. You know, if you were to ask somebody about it, a hypnotist would be them holding up a watch, having you stare at an object. Of course, if you look at our 12 devices manual, that goes into fixation in depth. Monotony. By making things slow, monotonous, causes you to go into a trance. Restricting voluntary movements also can be trance-inducing. Narrowing the field of consciousness, almost putting blinders on somebody. If you just were to stare at in a certain way, you actually go into a trance that way. Your eyes start to cross and you go into a trance. Neural inhibition, getting somebody to a state where mentally they just have no inhibitions. You can influence them very easily. Successive response to suggestions where you take them one level at a time in a suggestion. Now, go over these standard methods, understand them, and start to utilize them. Understand the ideometer action. How this works. And again, I'm not going to go into detail because this would be hours of information in order to do that. I may do that at some point. But understand the different classical methods by some of the classic and famous hypnotists, James Braid being one of them. This manual also goes into a lot of concepts that really allow you to see some of the others. Now, in Module 3, we're going to go into conditioning and languaging. Obviously, there's a language to hypnosis, and if you go through the manipulation manual, I go into more detail on that specific languaging. So once you read this manual, you're going to get a better understanding of how manipulation works with everything else. And you're going to learn in this section is you're going to learn about all the different stimuli that are there that are going to allow you to be able to get the responses that you want. The stimulus response action is the foundation of all your behavior. Everything you do is a matter of stimulus and response. For instance, you hear someone call your name, you turn to see who is calling. Again, it's a stimulus and it's a response. You're going to learn to do this in a way that allows you to be in control of the stimulus and the response that you're working with people. Obviously, there's a great section here on Ivan Pavlov. Many of you that may or may not be familiar with Pavlov's work, obviously, if you've ever taken a psychology class in college or high school, you know about Pavlov's dogs. And that is where he got to the point where he could ring the bell and they would come to the food, even if the food wasn't there. And you can read about that. There's a lot of good information there. A lot of information is here on semantic conditioning, where you can produce involuntary bodily functions, like I was talking about, the watering of the mouth, sexual excitement just from a thought or a picture. These are all part of why this works. Now, the reason why you want to understand this and you want to go through this and you want to read it a couple different times is that you want to understand why it works, how it works, and then it's a lot easier for you to put in the flight time to get things going. Then next is language and thought. Words describe things and events. Words always have meaning. Words always have power. That's what I've said from day one, even when we teach people in Qi power training, is that your words have power. And that's why if you curse at somebody, that's why if you get in an argument and you say nasty things to people, it affects them on a level. You can say things that really hurt people. Like, for instance, some people say sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me or words will never hurt me. But the fact of the matter is they do hurt. And oftentimes, people could hurt us a lot more emotionally through words than they could by actually physically assaulting us. And the reason I bring this up is because I want you to really grasp that concept that there is so much power in words. And I'm going to show you through all of these different manuals, different power words that you can use that are going to allow you to put people into trance so you can get control, but not only of individuals, but of yourself, which is really the key. That's really what we want to do. Now, module 4 is getting the mindset. You want to get into the mindset of a controller. And this is great information. Again, it's additional information than what you're going to find in the manipulation manual. But again, don't discount it. I've been, you know, providing these manuals for years, and oftentimes I find a lot of times people, they don't take the time to put the pieces in place. They don't take the time to get the mindset. They don't take the time to become more powerful. If you want to be powerful, it's going to take time. And there's some great, one thing you're going to like about this manual is there's a lot of great diagrams. There's a lot of great little tests that you can do. You got a lot of great experiments. For me to go into each experiment again, like I said, it would take too much time, and that's not the purpose of this. This is an overview that, more importantly, this overview is really encouraging you to go through the manual with a fine-tooth comb, with a highlighter, and going through it and copying exactly the pieces of the puzzle so that you can get them to work for you. And again, I'm making this available as a video. It's going through the manual as well as an audio file. So you can listen to the audio file anytime you want. And get this great information. And as you can see, there's a lot of diagrams that go into this information, which, again, I'm not going to go into all of it right now because it's not really necessary, because you can go through the manual and you can get it done. Now, one of the things that you do want to understand is that all of these concepts that are in the manual make sense. Okay? Visual hallucinations and dreams. Double vision, varying the field of attention, doubt, skepticism, and conviction. These are all things that are important when it comes to working with somebody. For instance, skepticism must be brought to at least a neutral level. That's why if you have somebody that's very skeptical about being hypnotized or put in a trance, there's no way you're going to really be able to effectively do it unless you get them to a state where they're a little bit more relaxed and they at least get to a neutral level. Now, if you don't do that, it's not going to work as well when people are doubtful or skeptical, which a lot of people are, let's face it. You've got waking suggestions that you can use, and again, you use the ideometer action by using things such as a pendulum, which actually taps into your subconscious mind. And again, I encourage you to go through the manual and go through this just like you were going through a course. Obviously, I haven't set this up as a course because it's all here, but you need to discipline yourself to do it yourself and just go through each of these concepts and use it. And a lot of this information goes back years and years and years. And you can see the diagrams of how to use it. Now, some of these things you're going to use and you're going to say, hey, that's really for me. I like it. And then there's going to be others that you're not going to really be switched on to. And that's okay. That's cool. But I mean, a lot of great information is right here for the taking. Timing and proper wording. That's what it comes down to, is timing and proper wording when you're using a device like the pendulum. All right, now, let's go into a couple of these Module 6 waking suggestions, going into a lot more different techniques. You're going to find unique techniques. You'll notice one of the techniques I did a video. I'll probably eventually do a video of a lot of these exercises as just something to get you to think. But when you put these exercises into play, for instance, the magnetized fingers exercise, if you go into the rubber band experiment, which is this one right here, the rubber band experiment is a video that I did. I gave it away free to individuals. You can probably look it up on YouTube. This one works. I mean, try it on yourself. They all work. How suggestible are you is what it comes down to. And how well does one particular technique work for you? But I've done it a good enough job of giving you technique after technique after technique that you can use. The magnetic hands, weight and balloon, hand and arm levitation experiments, which that's a very common hypnosis technique, is the hand and arm levitation experiments. And again, go through these techniques. Get a training partner, get somebody that you can work with, and go through the techniques with them and see how well they work. And again, first time you go through a technique, it's not going to work that well. Again, one of the concepts that I teach every one of the students, every one of the clients that I personally teach with is flight time. You've got to put in flight time. If you thought you're just going to read a book and you're going to browse over it and you're going to be a hypnotic superstar, it's just not going to happen. So do yourself a favor and put in the flight time to make this happen. Here's something cool to understand. Remember what one suggestion can do, other suggestions can undo. And each one of these exercises is going to give you a concept that you can use in your hypnotic influence. And again, this is a little bit of a different concept than the conversational hypnosis that I teach through manipulation and through some of the other works that I've done. This is totally different, but and yet it's very valuable to people, because I've had so many people ask me, what about stage hypnosis? What about using hypnosis as a career? And this is how you get started. There are so many great techniques in here that you can just practice and drill on an ongoing basis, and you're going to get pretty good. Now, some of these techniques, backward postural sway, these are the types of exercises that hypnotists use when they're stage hypnotists. I'm not a stage hypnotist. I've never done stage hypnotism, so I don't declare to be an expert on that. Although I've done the techniques, obviously I've practiced them. But what you're going to notice as a stage hypnotist, that person is trying to find, within that presentation, the person that is the most suggestible. And so they're going to go through a number of experiments. They're going to go through a lot of techniques that are going to determine that. And this is one of them. Several different types of techniques that go through this. And there's a lot of great suggestions. It shows you exactly step by step how to do it. That's why I think this manual is so remarkable. It has such unique concepts that you're just not going to find in a lot of manuals. It's really going to show you exactly how to get this to work, which is pretty cool. And it's going to go into some variations of how you can use it. Again, this there's about 4 or 5 pages devoted just to this one particular technique. You need to take a look at it and say, okay, how's that going to work for me? And all the different nuances that are there. Again, practice, practice, practice. Next technique, hand clasping. Again, another technique that is going to allow you to see the power of your suggestions and exactly how to do it. If you've ever wanted to do hypnosis as doing your fun, you could do this. You could actually do these things at parties for fun. And I've actually had a lot of students that have taken these concepts and have actually set it up so that they could do it at parties, and eventually they could charge money for it. And I've got quite a few students that are probably a lot better at this type of technique than I am, because like I said, I haven't really concentrated on it, but there's a lot of cool techniques. And again, a lot of variations, a lot of different techniques that you can take a look at, different methods. Eye catalepsy, which is, again, another very popular hypnotic influence concept, which is, you know, you close your eyes, you cannot open your eyes. Again, it's a great technique to use. Now, again, the difference between what I'm teaching you here, what this manual is teaching you, and what you're learning in the conversational or covert hypnosis that is being taught in some of the other manuals and some of the other courses and systems and everything like that, is you're getting differences of this is more of an induction method where somebody is aware, they're agreeing to it, and you're kind of playing with them a little bit. Whereas covert hypnosis, conversational hypnosis, is just that. It's covert, it's conversational. You're taking somebody from one place to another in a conversational tone and getting them to do what you want them to do. So it's more appropriate for sales. It's more appropriate for seduction, if you will. It's more appropriate for social environments and so on and so forth. So keep that in mind as you go through this. You wouldn't necessarily, if you were in a business meeting, try to do an eye catalepsy exercise or an arm catalepsy exercise with somebody you're trying to sell something to. But as you can see, there's a lot of great techniques that go through here. And this is the first time I've really gone through this with people on video and audio, because I got feedback that people just weren't going through it. They weren't seeing the value in going through all these experiments and exercises. And I'm here to tell you that you got to go through each one. If this is something you're interested in, if you're not interested in this style, it's probably not important. But if you want to get good at this style, you want to be able to practice, for instance, forcing the subject to sit, causing the subject to hallucinate heat, producing anesthesia. These are the stage hypnotist tricks and secrets that you're just not going to find that many places. And they've all been put here so that you can practice them. And you'll notice that I say you need to practice them. Now, let's go into suggestion general, module 9, integrating and combining suggestions. Understanding that you are going to give specific instructions, specific suggestions to individuals. And again, it's going to determine how suggestible somebody is. So you're going to take people from one step to another. So, and again, read over this because there's a lot of, again, great information to go through that. And now as you go through this increased suggestibility, you probably are going through more of the covert hypnosis, but again, you're still using some of the exercises that were talked about above that will go into that. Counting technique is probably one of the most popular, and you're going to see in a lot of the manuals that there is a counting. Counting from 10 to 1, counting from 3 to 1. And the reason you do that is you're getting somebody's mind fixated on something that they're aware of, which is numbers. And depending upon how good you are and how fast you get at it, you can either do a 3-to-1 count, you can do a 10-to-1 count. You're going to notice that even in some of the subliminal files that I've created over the years, you're going to find a 10-to-1 countdown, a 3-to-1 countdown. And again, those are exactly what you need to practice on. And you're going to do it both ways. You're going to do it a countdown, 3-2-1, and then you're also going to do it the other way, 1-2-3. You're going to do this, 1-2-3, snap your fingers, and then somebody goes into a trance or whatever you want to do. Now, again, in the beginning, it's not like you're going to do this that masterfully. Let's face it. But the thing is, you want to get good at all of these different things. That's what I'm saying. It's going to take some flight time to go through it. So now let's go into something here, nonverbal suggestions. Again, nonverbal suggestions allow you to be able to make a suggestion to somebody without speaking. What would be a good example of that? It would be a wink. It could be a nod. It could be taking your hand and placing it as if to say sit, or bringing your hand forward. You'll notice, I believe on the first, it might even be the first or second module in the Hypnotic Influence Bootcamp, I talk a lot about that you can influence people. You can get people to do your thing, what you want them to do, just by pointing, just by drawing them towards you without ever saying a word. And again, these are experiments and things that you want to practice to see how well they work. I promise you one thing, they do work. And so that's what you need to do. Okay? Again, great concepts on continuity and discontinuity of ideas and suggestions. Again, there's a lot of content here. There's a lot of content. And one of the big things here is giving suggestions of the eye closure. Your eyelids are heavy or your eyes are heavy. Your eyes are closing. And this is very common in inductions, in making that suggestion. And again, in covert or conversational hypnosis, you're never going to say to somebody your eyelids are getting heavy, because that's an automatic, they're going to automatically see that you're trying to manipulate them somehow, obviously. If you were in a social setting, you were talking to a young lady or you're talking to a gentleman, you wouldn't say, your eyes are getting sleepy. It just would be too weird, too strange. But in an induction, a proper induction, you're going to certainly use this. And in this manual, you're going to learn about the preparation, induction, and then deepening the trance with the person, how to actually go step by step into a formal induction. Simply means that somebody has agreed to go through an induction. They've gone through the phase. You sit them in a chair. They're laying down on the couch. They're standing. It doesn't really matter. But the fact is, you're putting them through a process. That process is going through the relaxation, feeling your body relaxing, think about it relaxing. You're getting sleepy, so on and so forth. And again, I'm not going to go through all this because, again, it's covered in a lot of other areas, and all of the information is right here. And I want this, I always wanted this to be more of an overview, more so than in-depth training. Again, I'd have to charge a lot more than what I'm giving this to you for if I went into beyond in-depth training. Obviously, that's why I have the other things. Deepening the trance, important to get somebody to response and to go deeper. There's a lot of discussion among hypnotists as far as the depth of trance. Like, is there really a depth of trance? You're in a trance or not? And I've noticed that some people are more in a depth of trance sometimes than others. I've seen it myself. I mean, if you've ever been driving a car, there have been times where you can be daydreaming and you miss one exit. And you go, I just missed the exit, I have to go back. There's other times where you're daydreaming and you're in a trance, you miss, two or three exits, 10 miles of exits, you don't even know where you're at. I mean, I've been driving sometimes and concentrating so hard on something that I didn't even know where I was. I could have been, 5 miles from my house, but because I was so concentrated, I get stuck and I don't even know where I'm at. I have to actually get a reference point to understand it. And many of you have gone through that type of situation. It's a form of trance. And by using these types of examples, it gets you to really relate to how real this is. So you've got some really great induction information here that you could certainly utilize that goes from point A to point B on the entire thing. It also goes through quick methods of inductions. These are rapid-fire methods of induction, which this is what everybody wants to know, is how to do rapid fire trancing. I got to tell you something, folks. This is some secretive stuff here that unless you're a hypnotist, you don't know it. Practice this information if you want to get good at this. I mean, it's awesome. That's the best thing I can tell you. Now, in the module 11, you're going to get induction hypnosis. You need some advanced techniques, hand levitation methods. Again, this is another method used by Milton Erickson, who's one of the most famous hypnotists around, that has ever been around. In fact, if you look up Milton Erickson, you're going to find tons of courses based on Ericksonian hypnosis, which I have studied, as is obvious. Folding hand methods. I mean, literally, you've got a manual that is going through several methodologies, techniques, and concepts that are going to allow you to get extremely good. It's going to take you a while to get good at it. We also go into the metronome method. If you go through the hypnotic boot camp through the entire process, you're going to notice one of the modules goes into metronome. I go into detail. I also provide metronomes for you so that you can actually work with them. This will tell you a little bit about a metronome, how it works. You're also going to learn about fractionation methods, which again, these are advanced concepts. And again, you can just put fractionation methods online and you're going to find people charging a lot of money just to learn this. And again, is a great little article on assessing the depth of hypnosis, stillness, change of breathing, pallid, waxen complexion, postural slumping, REM type of eye movement, eyelid fluttering, swallowing, gulping, increased lacrimation. I'm not quite sure what that is, to be honest with you, redness around the eyes, etc. But again, this alone gives you a good idea, a good example of where you need to be with regards to some of these hypnotic influence concepts. Catalepsy, on catalepsy. Hypnotizing without suggestion of sleep, that's more along the lines of covert or conversational hypnosis. And again, great concepts. It'll probably take you, you know, maybe a week to go through the entire book in order to see what's going on there. Picture visualization, a semi-indirect method of trance induction. Very, very unique. Very, very unique concept that is very rarely taught. And again, I want you to go through that. Again, what's nice about this is you're going to learn both direct and indirect methods of trance induction. See, a direct method of trance induction is where I'm directing you exactly what I want you to do. It's very direct. Indirect is a way to get you into trance by using words and word patterns that you don't necessarily see as a direct method of induction. You're going to see a lot more of that and those concepts, the wordings and everything in the manipulation manual, just to let you know. A drug hypnosis, obviously I'm not going to go into too much detail on that. Natural sleep and hypnosis. Color contrast method. Again, diagrams that allow you to see what's going on here and all these different concepts. Miscellaneous methods, counting methods. Again, went over that a little bit, but there are several other ones you can use. Several different other types of metronome methods that are out there. Pendulum, rotating mirror methods. Hypnodiscs, and again, hypnodiscs would be more along the lines of 12 devices that instantly hypnotize you. You can go into more of that concept there. Hypnosis bypassing the hands. And again, I mean, this is just a lot of great information here. Hyperventilation methods, carotid sinus methods, rapid methods of induction. So you're getting a lot of background. Mesmerism. Now, mesmerism is that magnetic attraction, the ability where you're almost sending your energy out to hypnotize people. This is one thing that I taught years ago through my Qi Power training when I first started teaching the hypnotic influence, was utilizing the concept. And if you go through the hypnotic influence boot camp, maybe the first or second module, you're probably getting them for free in this setup anyway, is you'll notice that I talk a lot about, you know, you've got your verbal, you've got your mental, and you've got your energy. Those three uses combined allow you to create a hypnotic protocol that is much more powerful than any one of those by themselves. Most hypnotists will use verbal. They may use mental. Very rarely do they use energy because they have no clue how to use energy. So what you're getting here is you're getting an understanding of how to use all three of those powerful methods in order to successfully get somebody to your way of thinking. And so what you're going to find here is just a few of the methods used by some of the great hypnotists that are out there. And then also included in module 16 is mass or group hypnosis. You've probably seen people do things like that. And this is going to go into detail instructions of how you would hypnotize the masses or a mass of people, as in a room and that type of thing. The actual wording of exactly what's used and different methods that you can use as you're doing that. You're going to go into immobilization methods, animal hypnosis, very interesting type of things as well that you can practice. Now, this is a concept that I haven't really gone into that much. Again, you're going to be the type of person, probably like me, that's going to want to specialize in a particular area. And some people are going to be interested in doing this type of thing, and others are not. So there's no reason for me to go into detail on that. But that kind of sums up the heterohypnosis manual. I think it's worth repeating that this manual has a lot of information in it, and that you really need to go step by step through the manual. You need to understand all the pieces that are there. Take the pieces by themselves and drill them. Then go on to the next piece, drill that piece. Again, it's going to take you a while to go through this. It's not a one-time reading where you're going to go through it and you're going to all of a sudden, be fantastic at it. Although probably not a bad idea would be to go through the manual one time and then go back to the concepts that you found fascinating and start to practice them. That's what I did when I first saw this, is I went through it. I took pieces out that I could use in my manipulation system. I used it, pieces of this in hypnotic influence boot camp and so on and so forth. So you're getting information that you wouldn't normally get from a manuscript like this that literally has soup to nuts with heterohypnosis. So hopefully you've enjoyed this information. I hope I haven't gone into too much detail that you can't go back and figure it out yourself. But I've done the best job I can to give you a nice overview, because I would say the biggest challenge I've had with this particular manual is most people didn't understand it. They didn't understand the value of it. And some of them looked at it as just little tricks or techniques. But I'm here to tell you that these tricks and techniques, this is what works. This is, if you really want to get powerful and you want to add another area, another spectrum to the game, that's